The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. People are hitting the streets in D.C. in a way that is apparently pretty historic. Over 400 arrests happened yesterday. More arrests today with people as old as in their 80s.
You really wear gloves if you're going to hit the streets.
Yeah, that would hurt, I guess. People are being arrested in their 80s. Old folks are committing civil disobedience. Today, this evening, right now, as we're speaking, they are doing mass civil disobedience trainings in preparation for whatever it is that's coming tomorrow. So these, what are being called Democracy Spring protests, are continuing throughout the week in D.C. and pretty much through this coming weekend. So we'll tell you more about what the protesters are demanding. We'll also take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian and Johnson in the studio here tonight, 855-450-3733. We'll go first to Aaron, listening in Indiana. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind, Aaron? Go ahead.
Hey, I just had like a thought in my brain whenever you guys were asking about how you would promote yourself in a campaign limited to $1,000 and a website.
Yes, sir.
And I thought I would put up naked pictures of my wife.
Would your wife be consenting to putting the naked pictures up? Otherwise, that could be considered a crime in some jurisdictions.
I think she would consent to it. Yeah, it wouldn't be like a revenge porn thing or anything like that. We're married with youngins. And so you'd consent to that, right, honey? Yeah, she would.
Good.
So,
good lady, I guess.
Yeah.
So you're saying your wife is like, you know, smoking hot, and that's going to differentiate you from the rest of the politicians. That's not really what you want people to be voting for you for, though, right? I mean, that's kind of the Donald Trump approach, isn't it?
Mr. Trump's doing, isn't it?
Right. Right, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of the Donald Trump approach.
Well, if it gets you the votes, and I mean, you're limited to $1,000, so you got to get creative.
All right, fair enough. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight, Aaron?
Well, I guess the other thing that I would promote myself on is my reproductive prowess. And, you know, I want to appeal to people of the other persuasion, so I guess if my own nudity would appeal to anybody... I would offer that up there, too.
You know, there was a porn star who ran for governor in California a few years back. And
yeah,
I think,
she was the woman with the big chest.
That's right. And I presume she...
Oh, Mary Carey.
Was that her name?
Yes.
I don't. Okay, so she didn't win, though.
We interviewed her.
I think.
Taste of the Goods.
Oh, really? Was that long ago, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Aaron. I appreciate it. What did she end up with, like fifth place or something? It really wasn't a particularly good performance.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I don't know. I don't think anybody was expecting stellar performance out of that.
No, but I mean, that's what I'm saying here. Is like, okay, everybody's got boobs, right? They can, everybody can show their body parts. Is that going to really bring you to the top of the pack? And so, what we were talking about, what he was calling about there, for those of you just tuning in, are some of the demands of the Democracy Spring protesters. They're getting arrested en masse in D.C. And you know, some of them are saying they want to have publicly funded campaigns for elections, and I get it. I understand why that seems attractive. When you've got somebody like Donald Trump, who is a self-funded campaign, he's got, you know, he doesn't need your money. He doesn't need to appeal to people. He can say whatever it is he wants. Now, to some extent, that makes him an entertaining candidate because he's not having to pander to certain groups. I mean, he's pandering because of that's just the nature of politics. But he doesn't have to pander to specific interest groups in order to get his campaign funded. He can just fund it all himself if he wants to. So in a campaign where everyone's getting public funding and there's some sort of limitation on that funding, you better believe that things are going to be super restrictive as far as, like, right now, it's already pretty restrictive as far as, you know, how much money you can spend and in what way you can spend and how many people can give you money or what how much money they can give you. And you got to report if somebody gives you more than $200 and where they live and what their name is. There's a website, the FEC, I believe it is, Federal Elections Commission,
right,
where you can type in, Johnson, I could type your name in there and find out if you've ever given to any political candidates
right.
more than $200 over the entire history of your lifetime. You can do
right.
that. So there's a lot of already a lot of rules. You better believe there's going to be even more of them. It'll become even more onerous. And if you break those rules, like let's say you, I don't know, accidentally spend some of your own money on part of your campaign instead of the whatever the stipend is that you would get from the government, that could be criminal charges for you. So knowing that, navigating sort of the morass of this nebulous bureaucracy that would be surrounding running the campaign, knowing there would be any misstep could result in criminal penalty, would that make people more likely to want to participate and run for office? Or would that only make it so the most politically adept kind of person would be running for office? Because you'd have to fill out form after form after form. Because right now, if you were running for office, Johnson, and right. I wanted to give you $150, it's my understanding, and I'm no lawyer, but it's my understanding that I wouldn't have to fill out, and you wouldn't have to fill out a bunch of paperwork on that.
Because it's below 200.
Because it's below 200. Here in New Hampshire, the rules are even easier. If you spend more than $500, you have to file reports.
Right.
If you don't spend more than $500, you don't have to file reports.
Can businesses contribute as well? Because I think if you had like multiple different businesses, corporations, you could have each one of them contribute. You know,
well, that's one of the things these protesters do not want.
Right.
So they want to get what they say is, you know, money out of politics.
Right.
Don't let corporations give to campaigns.
It's a rigged economy.
Well, and one of the reasons why people have corporations give to campaigns is because they're limited individually.
Right.
So if you give more than 200, I'm sure, you know, if Daryl W. Perry's listening, I'm sure he's like yelling at the radio right now because I don't know if I'm getting something wrong. Someone will call to correct me. But my understanding is at the federal level, it's if it's under 200, you don't have to report.
Right.
But if it's between 200 and 2,000, you do, and you can't go higher than 2,000. Unless you have a you know, some sort of corporation or
right.
whatever, a political action corporation or whatever they're called.
Or you're donating to Hillary Clinton. Or no.
So, you know, if it's over $2,000, then you're restricted, which is why people will use corporations to give donations. One of the reasons why.
Right.
Another reason why would be they might want the anonymity factor of, oh, well, I'm not giving to Hillary. It's this corporation that I control that's giving to Hillary.
Yeah.
You know?
But this corporation's like, hey, we have, you know, 5,000 employees, and for each employee, we decided to donate to this candidate in your name.
Yeah.
It was a gift to you.
So more from the site, democracyspring.org, as these arrests continue, as the protests continue, more sit-ins planned for tomorrow. What is it that they want? Well, they claim that this corruption violates the core principle of American democracy. One person, one vote, citizen equality, they say. And it's blocking reform on virtually every critical issue facing our country, from addressing historic economic inequality to tackling climate change and ending mass incarceration. We simply cannot solve the urgent crises that face our nation if we don't save democracy first. But if the status quo goes unchallenged, the 2016 election, already set to be the most billionaire-dominated, secret money-drenched, voter suppression-married contest in modern American history, will likely yield a president and a Congress more bound to the masters of big money than ever before. Now, there's something I like about the language they're using here to some extent. Like, it reveals that they know that this is all, you know, a rigged game to some extent. That these people who are likely... they likely have a candidate that they support.
Right.
Let's say it's Bernie Sanders or whoever the Green Party ends up nominating. I'm just going to go out on a limb with
sure.
those predictions. But it's not Hillary Clinton. It's not Donald Trump. You know, they're mentioning billionaires. I don't know if Hillary's got a billion. But
who is running for the Green Party? I don't even know anything about the Green Party this year.
They haven't chosen their nominee yet, just like the Libertarians have yet to choose theirs. So as I understand it, Jill Stein is in the running. But she has not yet been nominated. She was their previous candidate. So, you know, I like that they kind of get that the system is rigged, but they don't get it enough to know that they can't change it. They're still, you know, out there pounding away in D.C.
It should be. Here's what I want to see for this election. This idea just struck me. This is what needs to happen,
all right.
People. This is gold right here. What we need is we need for Donald Trump to win for the Republicans, right, to get the nomination.
It could happen.
Then we need, I think, either Hillary or Bernie. They're both pretty crazy, but let's go with Bernie for crazy factor.
Right? That would be pretty entertaining.
Okay. Then we need John McAfee for the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
Because
that would be entertaining.
And an absolute lunatic. And then we need Ingrid Newkirk for the Green Party.
Who is that?
She's the president of PETA. She's the real
crazy. Oh. I wonder if she's running. Toll free
so
number.
We can just have an all-out crazy fight.
All
and then we
crazy.
Need a debate where they're all present.
Whoever wins, it'll be crazy. 855, 453. It would be a lot of fun to have all of the candidates debate. But, of course, the Republicans and Democrats will make sure that won't happen.
Yep.
It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us if you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. There are hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of them, in the streets of D.C. Maybe not so much right now, but throughout the week, over 400 were arrested yesterday. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to take the plea deal or if they're going to demand their right to a trial. If they demand their right to a trial, you better believe charges are going to get dropped left and right, because that's a lot of arrests. Apparently, an alleged record number of arrests. With you in the studio tonight, you do have Ian.
And Johnson.
They are calling themselves Democracy Spring. You can go to their website, democracyspring.org. Is it like another variant on the Occupy movement? It seems like it's sort of, you know, the son of Occupy, if you will. It doesn't exist outside of D.C. yet, but it is involving a lot of people doing sit-ins. A lot of protests are going on, and some of the sit-ins have resulted in these arrests because they're actually blocking the entrances to certain buildings in D.C. And when you do that, you generally will get arrested for things like disorderly conduct, because that's sort of the definition of disorderly conduct. One of the definitions is prohibiting people from, you know, the path that they want to get in. So if they want to go into the building and they can't because you're sitting there, odds are good you're going to end up in handcuffs, and quite a few people did yesterday. You know what? If you want to help out Free Talk Live and help us get the ideas of liberty on the air, because the people who are in D.C. are not promoting the ideas of liberty, they're promoting the ideas of forced government wealth redistribution, government-mandated campaign finance laws and things like that. They just want to have government look the way they want it to look. But to their credit, they do say they want to end mass incarceration. I'm with them on that one. And they do support mass civil disobedience. So I appreciate that they're willing to actually act to achieve what they want to achieve. Now, they're not likely going to achieve it, because it would require the Republicans and Democrats to actually do something to change the system in a way that might not benefit them. And of course, they're not going to be willing to do that. But if you want to help us out here on Free Talk Live and get your shopping done with Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com, when you enter shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find links to Amazon. There's other links there as well. But there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. You're probably going to do your shopping online through Amazon anyway, so why not do it through our link and help Free Talk Live all at the same time? So we're sharing from you their website, democracyspring.org. What does it mean? What are they asking for? And, you know, again, to their credit, they're spending a lot of time on this. I mean, this is, if you can afford to go to this, which maybe that's why so many older folks are at this protest, because, you know, spending a week in D.C., in the D.C. area, buying a hotel room or whatever, that's not cheap. You're talking about serious money here. If you've got a week's vacation every single year, you're just about to suck that whole thing up to go to this Democracy Spring. And even if you just go for a couple days, it's an expensive thing to go to a protest, especially if you end up getting arrested. You know, you're going to be laying out a bunch of money to supposedly end the involvement of money in politics, which is pretty unlikely to occur. But they believe that something could happen. They say the moment is ripe. Poll after poll shows transpartisan public frustration with a corrupt status quo reaching new, nearly unanimous highs. Voters in Maine and Seattle, they claim, passed bold new anti-corruption laws to enact citizen-funded elections. And I find myself wondering, what does that mean? What did Maine do? What are the elections going to look like in Maine, if that's what they actually say has happened? Voters have passed it, they say. A growing democracy movement has lifted this issue into the public debate, yet Congress refuses to act. The stage is set, they say, for a bold intervention to turn the tinder of passive public frustration into a fire that transforms the political climate of America, that sparks a popular movement that can't be stopped. Well, wasn't that what Occupy Wall Street was supposed to do?
Sure.
So that got stopped, right? And why did Occupy Wall Street not accomplish its goals? Well, because at some point you run out of money.
Yeah.
You know, because you can only... Yeah, camping out's fun.
Yeah.
Camping out's fun.
You know, also, did the property owners kick them off the property eventually? I mean,
well, a lot of it was public property, but the cops came in and threw
Waverly Park. Waverly Park was not public property. It was owned by a corporation.
That's correct. Zuccotti Park. Yeah, that's right.
Zuccotti Park, sorry.
But I was referring to most of the occupies were in public parks, like in Oakland, for instance.
I said Lashley. Did they? I wonder if they also did something in Lashley Park.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, they're not there now, and it only lasted so long because protest movements can only last as long as the food holds out, or as long as the, right, you know, their wallets hold money. And the politicians have a whole lot more of that. They've got a whole lot, you know, they've got their sponsors, they've got their campaign donors. The people behind Occupy Wall Street, you know, God us bless them. I was out there at Occupy. I went out to the tea parties as well. I can appreciate where these folks are coming from. They're frustrated. They want to see things change. But, you know, the political system is too entrenched. It's not going to go away just because you go out there and get yourself arrested in Washington, D.C. But that said, here's their answer. This is how they say it's going to happen. From Selma to Occupy Wall Street, from the tar sands action to Black Lives Matter, everyday people have proven the power of mass escalating nonviolent action to rapidly shift the political weather and open the door to reforms previously considered impossible. Well, I don't want to be a naysayer here because I like the idea of nonviolent action. I've done my share of civil disobedience myself, and I fully support it. And I think that it can make a difference. I just don't know if it can make a difference in Washington, D.C. I've yet to be convinced on that. There were, after World War I or World War II when the veterans came to D.C. and protested and got shot to death? You remember that one? I mean, not that you were around.
No. I don't remember it in person, but I don't know which protest you're talking about.
Yeah, there were these veterans who, like, they wanted to, there's a name for it, too, and it's escaping me at the moment. But they wanted their benefits. You know, they had been promised X, Y, and Z, and they were demanding, hey, you know, we fought for you. Why don't you give us what you promised us you were going to give us? And the government gave them some bullets in their bodies. So I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but, you know, that was a pretty serious protest, and it ended in bloodshed. And certainly things have not gotten better for veterans since then. You still have the veterans being kicked to the curb and not being taken care of the way they were promised. But here's what they say. Now it's our turn. This spring, in the heart of primary season, as the national election begins to take center stage, Americans of all ages, faiths, political perspectives, and walks of life will bring the popular cry for change to Washington in a way that's impossible to ignore, with nonviolent civil disobedience on a historic scale. We will demand that Congress listen to the people and take immediate action to save our democracy, and we won't leave until they do. Or until they send thousands of us to jail, along with the unmistakable message that our country needs a new Congress, one that will end the legalized corruption of our democracy and ensure that every American has an equal voice in government. So, I gotta say, I respect at least the dedication that they're showing in print, and so far, thus far, in reality. Will they stay until they get changed? No, of course not. They're going to go home at some point. They're going to get bored. You know, maybe these elderly folk will stick around because they got nothing else going on, which I think is a pretty powerful thing to have old people doing civil disobedience. I think that's one of the smartest things they've done so far. But apparently the government is willing to arrest thousands of people. They've already arrested 400. They arrest another few hundred today.
400 today, it's going to be pretty quick.
That'll be thousands by Sunday, for sure. And maybe it'll get bigger on the weekend when more younger people will be off work and they can actually come and join this thing. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I would say this is certainly one of the most newsworthy things going on in the country right now. But coming up, we'll change gears, and Johnson's going to give us 8 steps for handling passive-aggressive people. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in to join us here if you want. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, Johnson is going to give us 8 steps for handling passive-aggressive people. We'll get into that. You can also share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. You can check out 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Why is it that people are moving to New Hampshire who consider themselves liberty-minded, people who might describe themselves as voluntarists or libertarians? Why is New Hampshire such an attractive place? Go to 101reasonsfilm.com to find out. There's a great hour-long documentary film waiting for you there. You can watch it totally free. It'll show you what some of the activism has been like up here since the Free State Project and Shire Society have targeted New Hampshire as their destinations for moving thousands of liberty-minded people here. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free as we go to the phones to Dan, listening in Virginia on the Amp Lines. Hello, Dan.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Guys are getting under me a little bit tonight here. Talking about the old folks being up there in D.C. and acting so incredulous about it.
Incredulous?
Let me tell you.
I support it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good, because that hasn't been what I've been picking up on.
Okay.
Let me tell you, when I was a kid, I watched how the people of the U.S. ended the war in Vietnam. That was before you were ever born. And then when it came my turn to protest, I was there. And a lot of us were there, and many of us have learned over the years what works, what doesn't work. And let me tell you, the older folks being up there in D.C., we're the ones who vote. As a whole, as a block group, we are the ones who
doesn't
vote.
Matter if you if you're voting for people who are scum. It won't matter if you vote.
Well, I would disagree with you on that. I actually would. If the politicians know that the people are going to vote, I've talked with many
politicians. So are you claiming responsibility for Congress right now, sir? Is that what you're doing? Because I wouldn't
I
be doing that if I were you.
I am claiming responsibility for Congress. I'm claiming that you young people didn't go out and vote. That's how come we have the Congress we have
so
now.
So if we didn't go out and vote, how are we responsible for who you voted for?
Because you let the money take over.
If twice as many people went out and voted for the same a-holes, how would that make any difference?
You can't have it both ways. You can't say that we're old people are the ones who vote, but it's your fault. That you let the money take over. What are you saying you're getting paid for your vote?
No, I'm not being serious on that part. The part I'm being serious on is that we're the ones that are out there taking action. I'm not up there in D.C. right now, but the people are taking action, and these are the people who really know how to bring some change about, because the politicians do know that these are the people who will vote, and some changes better be coming, because when you piss off the older people, you're not only making them angry, you're making their kids angry, and that can cause a revolution. And the last thing they want is a revolution, so they need to make some changes.
All right, well, I guess what I am incredulous about is the idea that this will change anything. So I support the civil disobedience. I support elderly people, standing up and being willing to be arrested for what they believe in. And I get what you're saying is that politicians certainly consider older people and voters to be more important to pander to. But you're not going to change the deck chairs on the Titanic. And even if you do, it will make a difference, because even if you vote these guys out, it's going to be another bunch of a-holes that get voted in. So I don't understand why you think this is going to change anything.
Here's where I disagree with you. In the early 1900s, we almost lost our country to the capitalists. There's no challenging that. We almost lost our country to the capitalists. We were on the gold standard. They had all the gold.
JP
Morgan offered to bail out the country, and we had a president get in there who had the guts to take them on. And what we need now is another leader who will find out that the people are there to support him if he has the guts to come on and fight for the people. Now, who that leader
that's
is,
not gonna happen.
Because it's a rigged economy.
And first of all, I don't believe that these politicians are leaders, nor do I want them to lead me. I don't think they know anything I don't believe in them. I don't want them to tell me what to do. I don't need them to lead me. And anybody who wants a politician to lead them, I question them.
Well, you can question me. Well, what do you want to do? Do you just want to be free to do whatever you can and not pay any taxes at all?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds great, actually. That's awesome.
I'm on board with that. Freedom. Freedom works for me.
Why don't we pay for the government services that they force on people and they don't give you an alternative, like another option? Why don't we pay for those services with user fees? And then why don't we take away the regulations to prevent competition against those services? So, we can have, a homeowners association be able to buy the roads that lead to their place, and then they can take care of the roads instead of, the roads outside of my, condo complex, which are just full of poles because the local government doesn't want to repair the road because they don't care about the people that live there.
You just need better leaders,
Johnson. I'll take you on 3 points on that, if you'll let me.
Okay.
One, the association. I come from a real estate background. My wife is still in real estate. Generally, when an association is built, they do take on all the roads and that. And what happens is they let it go so that the state has to take it over. There's usually a time period in there when it gets let go, and then the state finally comes in and says that. Secondly, on the don't we have any laws? Yeah, that's really what happened.
Well, it's not happening at my complex. The parking lot around my place is pristine, but the road right outside the parking lot is garbage.
Right, you watch. You go down to your association, you complain, and you'll say, we're trying to get the city to take it over.
Last I heard about the association, they replaced all the sidings on all of the buildings in the place because they needed to replace the siding. It was that time, and they did it on their own. And the road, the parking lots are all in excellent repair, and they maintain the property.
Well,
it's one of the most beautiful properties in the area.
The nice thing about private associations is you can leave if you don't like it. You can start your own neighborhood that has better standards. It sounds, Johnson, like you've had a better experience than Dan has with private neighborhood associations. Well, go ahead with your other 2 points, Dan.
Okay, well, one is on you don't want there to be any regulations on business. Well, what we have right now is we have the bigger companies going in and writing the laws against the people.
That's right.
We need regulations against those companies because you have to remember.
No, it's not going to work that way because they're going to be the ones who write them, as you've already pointed out. What makes you think that the system is going to change to where the companies, the big companies, are not regulatory capturing and they're not, you know, owning the regulatory agencies?
Well, that's part of why I called in. Remember, the old people have been around a little while, and that's why they're up there raising.
What are they taking? What's taking so long? You've been around so long. Why haven't you affected the change you want to change? Now, all of a sudden, you're going to do it?
The hippies are the ones who are responsible for where we're at now. The boomers are responsible for what we have now.
Well, you know, I can't challenge you on that because you're right.
Okay. Yeah. Point number three.
You're right.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, too little, too late, and you're exactly right there. But now the time has come because it's gone too far.
Okay, well, you know,
so
we'll be waiting.
More and more people are
socialism is not the answer, and neither, by the way, you said it was the capitalists that almost. It's not capitalism; it's corporatism. There's a huge difference, and if you don't know the difference between voluntary capitalism and forceful government corporatism.
Difference.
You know,
I do know the difference. Under capitalism, under the old, if you want to talk Adam Sandler capitalism, then yeah, that's where you live in one town.
Adam
and if
Sandler
there are too
capitalism?
Many people making a horse, yeah, that's capitalism. Then you have one person making horseshoes, and if there's too many people, did I lose you?
Nope, you're right
we're
there.
Still here.
I want to hear point number three, though, because we're short on time.
Okay, well, I think we're talking about Social Security and other benefits that the people have. Hey, when I was younger, I had no use for Social Security, but now that I'm about 10 years away from collecting it, I want it there. It's amazing how we change as we age. It's just, it's amazing.
So you were not fiscally responsible, and you want the government to take care of you in old age. Is that right?
Well, the part of that problem is they came out with this wonderful 401k program in which most people our age have lost most of their retirement income. Yeah.
Yeah, and why did you lose most of your retirement income? Was it the corporations that took it from you? Was it maybe possibly inflation?
Wall Street.
Which is
no, Wall Street. But we also have other, you know, I mean, we have other investments. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people really don't. So, well, I don't
so
know
we need to have the government steal 15% from every single person in the country, and then maybe give them a little bit of it back when they hit the age
and
of 65.
And then control the interest rates, and you know, give all these things to Wall Street to enable them to make sure that they do it, to practically force them to do to create housing bubble.
I hope you get your social security checks. Good luck, because if you don't, you can't sue them over it. 855, 453.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitfirst.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is that you can help us for $5 a month. Get the ideas of freedom onto more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board. Expose new ears to the ideas of liberty. You can help us do that. We do it 7 nights a week, and you can amp up for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the amp-only Facebook group, and more. Go get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard directly on our website. And then also, you can use Bitcoin now as well to amp the show. Please do. It makes a big difference for us. We sure do appreciate it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com. So, you can still call in about anything you want, you know, changing the political system. The last guy on the line seems to believe that now things are going to change. Now that some octogenarians are in D.C. going to be willing to get arrested, all of a sudden the politicians are going to snap to it. They are going to whip this system into shape and give you a fair shot at controlling the government again.
Right.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Now, that's not to say I don't appreciate their efforts. I get where they're coming from. I get the frustration. I don't agree with their goals. I don't think that, you know, reforming democracy or, you know, bringing the system back to the people or whatever is ever going to happen, nor would it really make a difference anyway. I don't think that if you kick the bums out that there's going to be anything else but bums who are going to take the bums' places. So call me jaded and cynical when it comes to Washington, D.C., but yeah, that's one of the reasons why I focus my efforts in New Hampshire, where I can actually make a difference, where individuals, if this kind of action was happening in New Hampshire, you damn right it would make a difference. Because in New Hampshire, people doing civil disobedience, if elderly people went to the state house and did civil disobedience, they'd shut the place down. They wouldn't know what to do. There wouldn't be enough cops to come in there, and you know they don't have the Bearcats or whatever that would be able to handle that situation. They couldn't deal with it physically, let alone the actual whatever, you know, publicity would come out of it.
They use the sound wave cannons on the protesters.
I'm pretty sure they don't have that in New Hampshire. I've never seen those things.
Oh, no, New Hampshire.
So that's what I'm saying. Here in New Hampshire, this same level of protest would be incredibly effective. D.C., they're ready for you.
Yeah. Let's just roll in a Bearcat with an LRAD on it.
Yeah. So let's change gears, Johnson. You, now these are not 8 steps for dealing with protesters. It's 8 steps for dealing with passive-aggressive people.
Unless the protesters are like, we'd like it if you'd change.
So, like, by definition, they're not aggressive because they're passive-aggressive. So, because they're passive, they're probably not doing anything in D.C.
Right.
So, how do you deal with passive-aggressive people, and why do you need to? Where's this coming from?
Specifically at work. It's coming from Cyblog.
P-S-Y?
Well, yeah, it's a psychology,
P-S-Y. Okay,
psychology website. How to spot someone who is passive-aggressive and how to handle them. Some people find it very hard to express their concerns directly. Here are some of the ways that passive-aggressive people attempt to communicate their irritation by procrastination, deliberately being inefficient, trying to blame others, doing something just too late to be useful, doing something so badly so it is not useful, saying, I forgot, when they didn't, or acting sullen. Of course, all of these could just as easily not have a passive-aggressive intent. That is the advantage of this style of behavior. People learn to behave passive-aggressively partly because it is not socially acceptable to show anger. It is also often easier to be passive-aggressive than to address an issue head-on. Being passive-aggressive can sometimes be effective in that it can be extremely irritating to others. Unfortunately, it can also be difficult to resolve problems when they are continually being obscured by passive-aggressive behavior. So,
how often is passive-aggressive behavior something that someone, like, intentionally does?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
There are so many passive-aggressive people.
Yeah.
So many passive-aggressive people. Especially, I would say, in the workplace, too, where they can't retaliate, like, anger out of anger or whatever, so they just become passive-aggressive because either they're in a position of subordination.
So, like, sabotage. A lot of that sounded like sabotage, like,
sure,
where someone would...
that's a lot of, yeah, passive-aggressive behavior is, like, sort of sabotage, you know, like, it's sabotage, it's just delay, it's also just not cooperating, not, you know... It's
not
a
being
power
part of
struggle.
The team.
It's a power struggle.
Okay.
You know, because it's like they don't have a way of, they feel like they're helpless to deal with an issue, so they're going to, you know, just act in whatever way they can to get to have some sort of sense of power to, you know, extract revenge or whatever. So here are 8 steps to deal with passive aggressive behavior. 1, spot the passive aggressive behavior in the first place. This can be difficult. 2, then avoid getting involved in the passive-aggressive game. Do not bother trying to decode the behavior. Just
like, why did he do that?
Right, exactly. Like, what is that going on? Don't get involved in that. Like, just, you know, don't get involved in the game of the passive-aggressive. Just say, this happened and this needs to be dealt with. You know, like,
so, like, not... don't lower yourself to their level kind
of
thing.
Exactly.
Like, don't bat it back at them with more passive-aggressive behavior.
That's 3. Do not retaliate with your own passive-aggressive tactics. This is unlikely to work.
So if violence begets violence, then passive aggression can beget passive aggression?
Sure, it can. Absolutely. Better to be direct and ask the other person as tactfully and positively as you can if there is an issue. So just...
which,
you
of course,
know,
they don't want to talk about in the first place.
Right, exactly.
So they probably
Not necessarily true. They may be...
but they just don't feel like bringing it up or something?
They may not be bringing it up because they're afraid of getting angry or dealing with a situation, but if you are bringing it up and you bring it up in a rational, logical way, and it's like you're directly dealing with the issue, they may not have the skill set to deal with the issue on their own, but if you... cage in it, you know, you frame it in a specific way, then
makes it easier for them.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You know, like, it's like, we need to talk about this. Like, they didn't want to talk about it because they're angry. So they're, you know, like, you know, when you're angry with someone, you might not necessarily want to talk with them, because it's stressful to you or whatever. But if that person then comes and talks to you and said, this is a problem, this is what's going on, and we need to handle this, then you're more likely to have that conversation. You're not just going to, like, run away from it at that point.
I see what you're saying. Generally, I'm the guy who will go and have the conversation.
Right. Yes, me too. You know, like, in general. But I have been passive aggressive in the past, so I understand this from like sort of a long time ago. You know, like in youth, like I can understand being like, you know, like getting angry and not being able to deal with it. And so wanting to be passive aggressive in work situations specifically, which is really bad. But, you know, it's like when you don't have any power to deal with the situation, so it like, becomes very easy to be like, fine, you know, I'm not getting paid for this.
I remember a long time ago, a roommate of mine had a very stinky room.
Yeah.
And so would it be passive aggressive? So I'm not saying who it was, but so I just dealt with the situation. I went, and I you know had a frank conversation with the with this person, told them, look, you know this is a problem, and you know we need to figure out ways to deal with this. And that's an uncomfortable, you know,
that's
a super uncomfortable you know thing to have a conversation with somebody about. But as somebody who cares about that individual, I feel like I need to have that conversation rather than would it be considered passive aggressive? Like let's say I started lighting candles outside of the room. Spraying air freshener or something like that constantly or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Leaving or, notes or something?
It would be especially passive-aggressive, though, like where, like, let's say around that person's room, you made the smell of the air freshener so oppressive that it was, like, eye-wateringly uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you did it so it actually, like, almost is like hurting that person.
It makes,
you know, like,
makes it worse than what
you're like. Okay. You're like doing it to the point of where it's like you're specifically trying to annoy that person so that they engage in some behavior.
Mm. You know, but of course, it's not really communicating what you need, right? I mean, it just could mean that you love air freshener and that you have an obsession with Febreze or something like
exactly.
that. So yeah, you got to communicate if you want people to know what the hell the problem is.
Yep.
Even, I mean, if it's uncomfortable.
If it's, like a lot of people consider like note leaving. If you leave someone a note, that can be considered passive aggressive. I had a smelly roommate situation one time where I left a note, and then, but the note said, "Are you a crazy person? We need to have a conversation." So it wasn't really passive aggressive. It was more like, "Let's talk, and I don't want to miss you. So you need to know that this is the problem, and I immediately want to deal with this." So
yeah,
it wasn't really. But if you were like leaving notes like, "Hey, it would be nice if you would not leave 3-day-old, you know, rotting pizza in your, you know, like that kind of a note would be kind of passive aggressive rather than saying, we need to have standards. Let's deal with this situation.
Number what? Four?
Yep, that was number four. It's better to be direct and ask the other person as tactfully and possibly as positively as you can if there is an issue.
Yeah, so, or tell them that there's an issue.
We got four
and
more.
And tell them what it is. So, four more ways to deal or to handle passive-aggressive people. If you want to tell us your thoughts, your experience, you can join us here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements, and we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.